the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory name, and we'll say, great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory name, and we'll say, great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, fame, and the same great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is his law.
In majesty and in holiness, Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory, fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings, he alone is the King of kings, he rules, Lord of all.
Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scripture to find the answer to the question, is there really a place of eternal torment, that is hell? By the way, the baptism and membership studies have been completed. And if you would like a question answered from the Bible, please see Pastor Tomlinson. And as you might know, the Bible study is broadcast live on the internet most Sundays and can be accessed on our website, bbcmh.org, and then click on Searching the Scriptures. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series on Isaiah, now in chapter 32. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Psalms, reading Psalms 9 through 16 this Wednesday. We hope you'll be able to attend the Love Fellowship luncheon on Saturday. There is a insert in your bulletin, again, regarding that luncheon. And it'll be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Westside Grill, and will feature a special guest speaker. So please see Mary Tomlinson or Mary Kazanjian for details and to purchase tickets. Want to also call your attention to the fact that you may have received this morning a church directory update. Rather than do a complete new directory for the current year, we've decided to put in an insert with a few changes so that it won't be necessary this year to publish the whole directory. If you haven't received one, or if you didn't get one this update as you came in, please see Pastor Tomlinson. Also, there will be a congregational meeting 2 weeks from today, Sunday, February 19th. And this is the quarterly business meeting, and we hope that you will be able to attend that meeting. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verse 1. Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Now, Brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 3, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above.
Thank you, brother, and good morning once again. For those of us visiting, hello. For those of us that are listening over the radio, over the internet, thanks for tuning in. Once again, open your hymnals 2, 3. Sing praise to God who reigns above. Break thou the bread of life. Stand and turn your hymnals to 163, Open My Eyes That I May See.
Silently now I wait. so much, my brother, and please remain standing for prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving and with praise for what you are and what you do for us every day. May our worship service touch not just our intellect and our emotions, but also our deeper hunger of heart and soul. May your new creation in us shed light upon our everyday walk. We come to you as we are, called to be saints, holy ones, but so often less than our calling. Help us this hour to get to God of those concerns and worries to which we may cling and bring with us as we are seated in church. Help us to clean up that mind so that we can listen to your word. Help us to know that our self-worth does not depend so much on our ability to hold on to our lives as on your power to release ourselves into your hands. That is the power that we pray for. Help us to behold you as you are, not as we would like you to be. We remember our missionaries in the fields and work and pray for them that you may put an umbrella of security and peace upon their life. We pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, for Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, for Marta Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, for the Informed Choice in Gilroy, California, for the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motor Sport Ministry in the United States of America, for Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, Oregon. Lord, move in our midst. Fill us with your spirit and make us one. Work with your healing power upon Helen Menig, Mildred Plica, Romulo Noriel, Elizabeth Nash, Betty Cianello, Jesse Dickinson, Dr. Joe McCormack, Camille McCormack, Leonard Rice, Fern Rice, and Anne Pareto. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, remember these, he says, a farmer who plants only a few seed will get a small crop, but the ones who plant generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your own heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. So, Father, cause us who have received so freely from you to give as freely, and so have the pleasure of giving as well as the happiness of receiving. So, Father, we pray that you may bless the offering and bless the giver. In him through whom we become holy, on the wings of the Spirit of God who make us one, we pray in his name, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Leviticus. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 127. We will be reading Leviticus chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Leviticus chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said unto the congregation, This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons, and washed them with water. And he put upon him the coat, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him. And he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him. Also he put in the breastplate the Urim and the Thummim. And he put the entire upon the mitre upon his head, also upon the mitre, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come again into your presence only because of the merit and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope doesn't lie in any merit or good works of our own. We trust Christ alone for our salvation. We thank you that he sits at your right hand, continually interceding on our behalf. We thank you for the scriptures authored by the Holy Spirit and written down by those who have chosen for this work, so that we have your inerrant word, Father, to inform us and to guide us. We are grateful for those you have raised up to be faithful teachers of biblical truths. We pray for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes now to deliver that message from the Bible that you would have us hear today. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he expounds your word of truth. Help us to be attentive and give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD understanding that we may conduct our lives according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?